Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
We got a little argument on the page with the class racers versus the grudge racers. So I'm going to give everybody on this show tonight a chance to let us know how they feel about the class racers versus the grudge racers. So if you want to open your mic and tell us how you feel about the class racers versus the grudge racers, then look, hey, just push that one button and let me know how you feel about the class races versus the grudge races. Or if you like the small tie action, push that button for me. And the first caller is 734-323-2900. This is JB. Who is this?
This is Chucky from Detroit.
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. We had this long, drawn-out argument on the page today about, you know, the class races, and they bashing with the grudge races. So, you know, that's been the thing today. They feel, you know, turbo cars, a lot of cars. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there right there.
I was trying to keep up on that. I was too busy working to actually follow everything. But as far as a class racer versus a grudge racer, I myself am a grudge racer. I have no issue racing a class car. The only time I have an issue racing a class car is maybe like at Ducks Race. I'll be down there for the grudge event, is running a class car who will be posting times that day. You know, he'll be running his class 10 minutes later. He's in the grudge event. You know, another hour later, he's posting his times again. In that sense, I don't like it. But if they come to an event where it clocks off the entire event, I myself don't. It doesn't bother me. And I think anyone that's worried about it, in my opinion, is scared.
That's
just my opinion.
And see, that's perfect. This is the perfect person to call in, because I know with I seen the race you done already locked in for March 8th. And, I mean, that's not just any race. I mean, this is coming from somebody who will pretty much run anybody who sits on the 28th. So, you know, at least some people still aren't scared, as I can say, to take that chance. Let me tell you what happened. This is what happened. I'm going to tell you how all this happened. We have June 14th. We have what's called Election Day at Capitol Raceway in Maryland. And the total purse so far is $5,000. So everybody's been calling. People been calling. And then a couple turbo cars started to call. Well, this is what happened. First person gets on. A guy, I think he runs No Time Nitrous at Duck, Kenny Leach. He gets on. First thing he says is, hey, man, you know, you start inviting turbo cars, you're going to get John Kalivas, you're going to get this person, you're going to get this person. Well, that's the thing. I know for sure, Kalivas doesn't even run no time stuff. So I wouldn't even expect to see Kalivas. Now, you got some class racers that will still do the no time stuff. But see, the thing is, I had another guy, a nitrous guy, call me just a while ago and said, I ain't scared to run a turbo car. You want to know why? Because in that 660 feet, I think I got a chance with my nitrous getting him out the gate. And he got to catch me on that end. Perfect example. This is a guy that's not scared to go out there and take a chance for some money. But, you know,
a year ago, maybe even a year and a half ago, the nitrous guys loved racing turbo guys in the eighth mile because we felt that they couldn't put it down in the 660. That's why, you know, they stopped going out the back door up here in the north. And now they're starting to get it figured out, so now they're getting a little bit more intimidated. At the end of the day, yes, a turbo car, twin turbo like that, is going to be faster than a nitrous car. But at the same time, you still got to get down the same track. And the big names like Kalivas, things of those nature, they're not going to go to a grudge event to race for money and not be able to post times. They got sponsors. They got a name for themselves. They're too busy going to these normal events that they're getting their, like I said, they're repping their sponsors. They need to post their times. That's why they get sponsored, because of how fast they go with, you know, having a small tire on there. Going to these grudge events, I don't think it's worth it for them to go when they got to pull weight out, they got to tune the car to make it worth the weight out, they got a chance of ruining the car or hurting it for a class event that they're scheduled to go. And a lot of guys who got sponsors, you know, they got to make so many meets to live in their end of the sponsorship. But like I said, you know, Kalivas is far and few between. He's a bad man with a small block, but not every small block runs like that. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter to me whether it's turbo or not. I mean, the car I'm locked in is a big block in 28, and I got a small block. It's, you know, if you come to grudge race and you want safe races, then you ain't, I don't think you're in it for the right reason. You know, beating another guy that sits like you is one thing. Beating another guy who is a little bit more than you, that's, to me, is when it means a lot.
And see, that's why, you know what, when I heard somebody called me and told me, they was like, man, you going to Mike Hills? I was like, yeah, I'm going to Mike Hills. He was like, man, you heard about the race that locked in? I said, nah, what race locked in? He said, Chucky is going to run King Kong Jr. I was like, okay, well, and I asked the person, I said, who are you with? He said, oh, King Kong Jr. all day. I was like, well, look, I'll take that bet for $250, me between you, and we'll do it. He was like, man, you'll take Chucky over King Kong? I said, this is what's wrong with you. For one thing, you know, I think you've been out, how long have you been out of the game?
Mine's just from this year, from when the car had crashed. That's when I've been out of it as far as for this past year. But I had another car game over out, so I wasn't out of it at all, because as soon as that crashed, I brought another car out. And it's a big black nitrous car on 28.
Okay, because this is what's wrong. This is what's wrong. People, and you, I mean, I know you get it, and this is what's wrong. People hear, like, they hear a name. That's King Kong. That's the boys from Georgia. That's King Kong. They got the, well, that's what they hear. Then next thing you know, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, I'm riding with him. So when I said that, you know, I'm riding with Chucky.
If King Kong put 28s on, I'd run King Kong with 28s if he had him on. It wouldn't bother me.
And see, that's where you differ from anybody else. Like,
my first grudge race last year, the first time the car was ever out, and like right now I'm going to Ducks race, everything's 100% brand new. It's going to be the first time on the radio. I don't know how anything's going to work out. I'm using that more or less for a test session for Mike Hill's event. Last year I went down to Lena. I don't know if anyone went down there, but that track was absolutely terrible. It was the first day it was open. It was 20-something degrees in the morning. There was frost. And the way they prepped the track was they had a big-ass Bigfoot tire that they wrapped a rope around to, hooked it to the back of a diesel, and drug it down the track. That's how they prepped the track. The track was absolutely terrible. My very first grudge race was with CC and Team Assassins. That's a big block in 28. You know, he's a pretty bad dude. But I felt that on that track I was able to get him, you know, because to me, I got the best guys in the game. I got Dave Zimmerman with Team Z, and I got Chris Tootin. He does all my tuning. I don't think that there's a better combo out there. That also reflects on my confidence when it comes to locking people in.
Well, you know what? When you said that, you know what? I don't even know Dave. Well, not till about a couple months. Dave up, because a friend of mine, he's paralyzed in a wheelchair, and he does a lot of things for kids who are paralyzed and stuff like this. And there's a big car show in VA in March. 300, I've been doing some promotion for them. I got Daddy Dave sending some T-shirts. I got Death Trap sending some stuff and all. And, you know, the thing is, we got 300 some cars so far. So I hit Dave Zimmerman up. I'm like, hey, you know, is there something you might, you know, want to send or something? He was like, call me tomorrow. Tell me what y'all need. I'll send something for you to raffle. He didn't know me from Adam and Eve. But the thing is, people like that, and, you know, Ricky told me about him. I've had plenty of people that tell me about Dave. And then Petey talks good about Dave. So I've never heard anything bad about Dave Zimmerman, not one thing. So when you talk about Dave Zimmerman, you're almost saying like the king of stock suspension. Let's just be honest here. I mean, to me, most of the stuff I see out today have Team Z stuff running on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like.
Well, see, that's the thing. But he's always been like that. People just haven't noticed it. You know, people see these stickers on their cars and it wasn't paid much attention. You know, grudge racing and small tire racing at that is becoming very, very, very popular. So I think that the people are starting to pay a little bit more attention to the details. You know, companies got their stickers on their car now to rep themselves so that they know, you know, who these people are dealing with. Dave has been out there in the game for a very long time, and he's been, you know, in my opinion, he's been surpassing everyone since he's been out. So his stuff that he has, it's not like it's new or it's just came out of nowhere. Chris Tootin's been dealing with this stuff for a long time, you know. And, I mean, he went 430-something. He won Outlaw Drag Radio on a 275 at Ducks Race last year. And the class allowed 315s. So, I mean, his work speaks for himself. That's why I don't go to the track unless Dave and Chris are both with me. And like I said, that's my factor when it comes to locking anyone in. I have those two guys with me, and I don't think there's anything that we can't do, you know, as a team.
And see, the one thing I know about Chris, I remember Chris back when, back in the day, I used to go to the track with, hang out with them. I don't know if you remember, this was back when MRA was, I mean, there was no grudge race, it was MRA. And I'm going to tell you somebody from your area who I used to see when I would hang out with him. I would hang out with Philip Clemens, or I would hang out with Chris Little sometimes here and there. But, you know, Zoop. And I think he's out there in y'all's area, Zoop Zillionis.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that was back. And when I remember Chris Tootin back then, he was held or paid in SSO. So when I heard that he had gone grudge, I was like, damn, this man do it all. And see, that's what I'm saying. You have some people that will still do class racing and still do grudge racing. But on the page right now, this is what's going on, Brian. You got people that want to bash grudge racing. This is why. Let me tell you why. Because nobody shows the time. Everybody wants to see that time. Well, that's what it is. Everybody, all these class racers want to see the time.
Well, I mean, the only thing that I don't like about racing class cars, and this is only some of them, is I've had instances where I've seen people where class racers go to a no-time event and none of the times are posted, but then either them or someone from their crew are posting the times on the internet, and you get all the incrementals. You get the 60 to 330, you know, you get everything. And that is sometimes, in a sense, worse than posting the time because you get all the incrementals on it. Now, when class racers do that, to me, I find that disrespectful because they're not honoring the whole no time thing. I feel that if that happens, maybe those type of people shouldn't be allowed in any grudge events that year because that's not good for the game. You know, if you class race, you got to abide by the rules and the standards, things of that nature. And I think when the class racers come to the grudge race, they need to give us the respect that we deserve and follow in our footsteps and just, you know, go along with the proceedings. Don't surpass what we tell you to do and post the time slips on the internet. You know, because to me that ain't right.
Well, that's all right. Let me put a big one out there. A couple weeks ago, they were trying to talk about animal control versus Nemesis. Well, we all know that these are two of the baddest nitrous radio cars, 315 cars around. Well, you got Ricky Fox, Animal Control, and you got I think Skinny Man, and then with Nemesis. Well,
right.
You understand, Ricky runs his car in a class. We all know that. But at the same time, I think people were thinking that, you know, Skinny Man would say, hey, man, we're not going to run this person because they short time. But at the same time, they were like, you know, if it's at a track that, you know, nobody, you know, if it's at a neutral track, we'll do it. If, you know, basically saying if it's at a track neither one of us have really tested at, and it's a driver's match, that's anybody's game. And if you out the money, which saying if you say, hey, man, look, and I think the money was like 10 grand. I think they said if they would run, you know, Ricky, it'd have to be 10 grand because I think they're feeling like, say, if they, now this is why. Say they go out there and beat Ricky. Then you got the people that are going to be scared because they're like, well, shit, he beat Ricky.
Yeah, but see, those are the fans. The real grudge racers, the real racers in the game, they know how it works. They know that, you know, Ricky may go out and post this time on the clock and go to another track, and he could be a tenth or two off. So, I mean, it's the nemesis is having a hard time getting races as it is. It's not like they got a lot of races, so racing him isn't going to do anything. But in my opinion, telling someone where to race, I don't really agree with. I think that if you can't beat someone at their best, then you don't deserve to race them. You shouldn't try to handicap them by a neutral track or this or that or whatever excuse it is they may have.
I hear that.
I think a lot of grudge racers are intimidated by the class guys because the class guys got their shit together. You know, they're very repetitious. They know how to go around, and some of the grudge guys, you know, aren't as efficient. And I think that's where a lot of races are lost when the team itself isn't strong. And that's one good thing class racers got going on for themselves.
Yeah, and that's what's up. So, hey, what other race might we be seeing with Chucky on March 8th?
I'm going down to Ducks Race. That's going to be the first one. That's February 21st. And then after that, I'm going to Mike Hill's event March 8th. And then I'll be going back to Mike Hill's event in April. It depends, you know, traveling takes a lot. It costs a lot just to travel. And I got a son at home. He's 7 months old, so I got to make sure I stay around for him a little bit. Normally when the tracks open up around here, I'll be staying a little bit more locally, and then toward the end of the season, I'll be traveling again. Because we got two tracks here that are filled with events that I can travel, you know, an hour, and I can do anything I want to do. But I'm hoping that with all the traveling that I do, that when our events happen here, that I can get some of the Southern guys to come up here and maybe get some get-back races so we don't have to travel and we can make for some good racing.
Yeah, and see, that's what I've been talking with. I know you know Jay Peso.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been following Jay Peso since, This Is the Motor City. And, I mean, that DVD, I want to say, is what, early 2000s?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one thing I can say about him is, you know, he's been keeping me up with all the stuff y'all do in the Midwest. And I remember back in the day, all you would hear in the Midwest is Jimbo. And I'm like, man, who is Jimbo? And I think I first met him because he ran, I can't think of where, but him and Petey, I think, ran. So then, you know, it was like Jimbo. But now, I'm going to be honest with you, everybody and their mama is talking about these three 28-inch tire cars being the fastest on 28. And I'm going to be honest. Somebody said it was you, BBS, and Little Country. How do you feel about that?
What were the other two cars?
Somebody said you. Now, small blocks. They said these are the fastest three small blocks in the country. You, BBF, and Little Country.
Little Country don't got a small block anymore.
Are
we talking about small block nitrous?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Right, if it's small block nitrous, I think that a lot of people underestimate Wayne with Never Scared with White Trash. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a badass little car he's got going on right there. Johnny Quick's got to be up in the mix. You know, Johnny's very deadly in shootouts. He's very consistent. The guy's got more fight than anyone I've ever seen. I've seen him break transmissions, rear ends, everything at the track, and he rips it out and gets a fix and goes back to another round. And that's deadly when you got an opponent is determined to Johnny.
All right, hey, hold on.
Me,
whoever's got, you got a speakerphone, I think it's 301-399-2451. We got to mute the speaker, man.
Okay, but this is a little weird. I'll just call and wave my hand. We had a basketball game.
What's going on, Will? What's going on? Will, we on the phone right now. We on the phone with Brian Davis, probably one of the baddest men on the planet on 28. And he's just clearing something up with us because, we've been having a lot of talk about a lot of people scared to run a 28-inch car with a turbo on it. So I just
right.
wanted to get somebody on here, and he got on here tonight because he's one that's not scared to run a turbo, and the reason he's not is because the reason I've been saying, a turbo car, out the back door, you don't catch hell with a turbo car. You'll catch pure
right.
hell with a turbo car at the back door. But at 660 feet, it's a driver's game. And I'm going to just be honest.
That's the same way
it's
with the bike, too. Turbo bike, you're right. Well, we're
and
then
the turbo
man, make
more
way
power,
and
that's more power they got to manage on a smaller tire. Having more power isn't always better. It's sometimes more of a handful to try to put down on that bitty tire.
Yeah. So we're gonna get out the middle lane, JB, man. We're just gonna sit back. I just wanted to wave my hand at you.
All right, what's going on?
All right, man.
I think we got who is 843-774-2614. Who is this?
What's going on, JB? This is Sean. What's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, just chilling back watching the TV.
Hey, Brian, I don't know if you know who this is, but you ever heard of the back half called Big Sexy?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, this is the other half of Big Sexy Racing, Sean.
What's going
nice
on?
Nice to meet you. How you doing?
Hey, nice to meet you too, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that car.
It's slow,
man. he's been doing a lot of stuff for the 28 too, and, he's been telling me the same thing you're telling me, that is basically if you run in a 28-inch car shootout, he
right.
feels the same way about the run what you brung.
Well,
but it's,
another thing I was reading on the post is when it comes to 28s and no bars, people say stock suspension only. To me, I could care less if it's no bars. If you got a four-link of stock suspension or a ladder bar, it's no bars.
Right. Exactly.
You can only do so much. People with a million stiffs, it's like they're trying to puff their chest out, be safe at the same time.
Exactly.
And I mean, with the stock suspension now, you got guys going 1060s with stock suspension, so that whole shit's out the door, in my opinion. I don't care if it's four link ladder bar, like I said, anything. If no bars and tire size is the way of the grudge game now. Motor, any of that is out the window. If you bought a small block, that's on you. If you bought a turbo, that's on you. It's no bars and it's tire size, in my opinion.
Right, that's right.
And you got to keep moving with the times, otherwise you're gonna be sitting in the staging lane with your thumb up your ass, getting bored as hell.
You're right.
Whether you agree
guys,
with it or not.
Oh yeah.
Hey guys, we got one person that wants to be called in. Y'all will know who this is in a minute. Let's see. Let me try to call this person in. They said they can't get in, but we gonna see about that. 757-438, let's see, the rest of the number, 6775. Let's see if we can get Mr. WB3 himself on the phone.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Wayne Brown III?
Sure.
Yeah, you on the phone. We on the phone with Brian Davis with the 28-inch car called Chucky, and you on with Sean Holden from the Big Sexy Camp.
All right. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
How you doing, sir?
What's going on, William? How's everything?
All right.
Yeah, we talking tonight. We, as you know, the 28-inch car shootouts are becoming the thing now. So we put one. We're putting one out there for June 14th, and here's what we got. The first person, I'm not going to say no names because I ain't like that, but a person posted on it, well, if you allow a turbo, I'm not racing. There we go. you allow turbo, and I'm not racing. Here we go with Brian Davis with his car, small block 28. He said he don't care how it fits or what is in it, as long as it's got a 28. And he said it's a driver's game. See, I like how he's feeling because in 660 feet, you got to manage that turbo.
Well, JB, let me ask you this. Excuse me for cutting you off. Are you charging these guys an entry fee or anything?
Oh, that,
to get
you're
in
talking
race?
About on the 14th?
Yeah, I mean, is it free entry? I mean, I do
it's
my races free
entry. It's $100 entry.
Okay. Well, I do my races free entry. I mean, I get Chris Tootin, Brian McGee, you know, Keith Szabo, cats like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's free entry. And if I do run with your Bruin 28, I mean, all rules, man. Nitrous, turbos, pro charges, whatever.
Well, that's like
know.
Mike Hill's events. It's the same way, and he gets a good turnout. People lose track that a lot of this is for the fans. And if the people don't come and buy the tickets and watch, we ain't going to have a track to race at. So we got to give the fans what we like, you know, what they want.
You can always have a crybaby, man. It's like, oh, no turbos, you know. But, I mean, if you want to race, you can
race. But see, this is one of the other things that I was talking about as far as evolving. Everybody got to learn how to evolve with the future. You know, you got turbos that run with 28s or 275s or whatever. So why should you eliminate them to keep them from coming to the track? Especially if you're a promoter or you a racer, if they're in a shootout, everybody got to put $100 up or $200 up. Would you rather have $400 or would you rather have $1,400 involved in the pot?
And that's another thing. People don't realize when you get in the shootout, it's understandable if a guy isn't going to go lock in $5,000 with a turbo car. But if he's going to put in $100 to win $5,000, betting with everyone else's money, you mean to tell me it's not worth that guy to take a chance on a $100 entry to possibly win $5,000? I mean, that's where, to me, the excuses come into play. I can understand, you know, not betting straight up 5K to 5K. But to put $100 on a 5K pot and not take that chance, it's just an excuse to me.
Exactly.
You know?
And most people use it for an excuse not to run somebody because, like, I look at it. I can look at it from three different angles. I can look at it from a promoter's spectator, or I can look at it from a racer. Most of the people in grudge racing are bales in their own town or in their own track.
Yep.
Now, when they go outside of that track or that vicinity where they are bare at, they're scared because got people out there that's bigger and better than you all the time. So if you really want to be the big bale or you want to be the man on the block with 28, you're going to have to move outside your track.
Yep.
And go out and deal with some other people that got other stuff because that's the only way you're going to be the biggest and the baddest, and you're never going to be the biggest and the baddest because somebody is going to build something bigger and better than you one day.
Man,
and I think that's a lot of it where it's come, why everybody is scared to run. Oh, I want to run turbo, or I don't want to run a car that done showed their time.
Right.
Yeah, maybe you don't think you can beat them, so leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I see guys with nitrous talking about, well, run one kit to my two. That's some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard because you've got guys out here with one kit going 450s. You know, all you do is change the pill into one kit and hook up the pressure a little bit different, and, you know, you both got the same jet through both of them. When you start stepping that, you know, it's run what you run on your one kit to my two and this and that, and that's not run what you run.
But, see, a lot of guys don't know no better. That's why I compliment Dog and Ernie and them down at CompuCop for having that tech, you know, that tech talk on Monday. Because that's letting the guys that don't know have an idea of what's really going on. You see what I'm saying? And if you, my product, everybody's available, the product is available to everybody. So you can run just as fast as I can if you know the right stuff to get. And that's what they're putting out there. They're giving the knowledge that most people didn't want to give, you know, quote-unquote, the black grudge racers. They didn't want them to have that knowledge to know how to tune their own car, get their own car to go down the track. Now that information is getting out. Now everybody is being more compatible. There's more racing going out because you ain't scared of him because he got a $100,000 budget a year, and you got a $5,000 budget a year. If you spend your money right, you can get just the same amount of stuff and tune it just as right, just like him, and run just as fast.
Okay. And a lot of these motor combos are overpowering the 28 anyways. It's all about the tuning, you know,
right.
Getting to get the right amount of power down at the right amount of time.
Right. I mean, it's just grudge racing evolving, and if you got to learn how to evolve with it. If you don't want to evolve with it, you're gonna be behind because you won't be able to stay nowhere but in your own neighborhood. Because
you'll never please everyone.
Right. It's just no way.
And I can tell you this: if some guy from Alter Street wanted to race someone that runs for something, you know, and they knew he was slow, they wouldn't be bringing up that he's a class car. They only bitch about it to the people that they know are competitive.
Right. Right. That's the main thing, you know. And I run class. I class race. I drive grudge cars. I use my car to grudge race. And we got other cars that we grudge race with. Just because you know my time, to me, that gives you an advantage.
Exactly.
Me. Because you know what I go. You can build up or you can tune your stuff to run faster than me. I don't know what you go. All I'm doing is going by what I think. And if I got a grudge against you and I look at your car and say, hey, he basically set up the same way, I want to run him because everybody talk about him. He's supposed to be the man with this big tie, you know, 632 or whatever. So I want to beat him. I want to run him. That's my grudge against you. You know my time, so that means you got advantage because you can go out there and tune your shit up or buy what you need to buy to be faster than me. That's just my point of view about the situation.
Hey, JB.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on? It's Weeby.
Yeah, what's going on, Weeby? How you feel about this? Because, I mean, this has been the talk. We done put this $5,000 payout out in there. But see, the thing, I'm going to tell you what the thing is. Everybody wants money. Everybody wants the money. But everybody's scared of that car that they don't know about. Now, let me say this. If I was,
right.
I'm going to be honest. If I was to say, hey, man, let's just say this. Team SVO is coming on the 28th to Capitol June 14th. Man, we would start a guy. They would start a damn riot right there coming into Capitol. Because the thing is, this is what's wrong. This is the biggest thing. When you hear about a name that you've been looking at on videos and DVDs and, man, this dude was killing people last year. That's what they scared to death. But then I got a guy that calls into my radio show tonight, Brian to be exact, and says, hey, man, I'll run a turbo car in the 660. And he, look, it don't matter. He can have a turbo. He can do whatever. But in 660 feet, his ass is mine. And that's just,
it should be like that. Because now, you know, from me running my car, I class race and I grudge race. So, if you think my car is only as fast as what it does when I'm class racing, because there's so many rules in class racing. When I'm on X275, I only can have one stage on my car. You know what I mean? But if you look at my car, I got two or three stages on it. But if I'm only running one stage, then that's what my car does at that present time. So when people be like, oh, I don't want to run a class car, well, maybe you don't because, all right, well, you see this class car runs this time in the eighth or the quarter, and you run this time. If you get beat or you beat them, then you want nobody to daggone on get into the realm of how fast your car goes. You know what I mean? But I know a whole lot of class car racers that are actually holding their cars back because they got too many rules in class racing. Grudge racing is really all what you can do. When I grudge race, this blow or go. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that. And then you got turbo cars against nitrous cars. And from what I've been seeing and watching and racing, for what I do, I didn't see the fastest cars, to my knowledge, for what I've been watching, they're nitrous cars anyway. I mean, turbo cars, mile per hour, if you go past the 660, then, you know, you probably going to get your ass whipped, or it's going to be a good one if the nitrous car can stay out in front.
Well, all I know is this is what happened today. We put a post out there 5,000, you know, you put the money out there, then everybody calling, and then this is what happened. First thing, I got a friend of mine. He's coming out of class. He's been out of class for about a year and a half, and he says he wants to go grudge racing. He posts, hey, man, look, we got a turbo car, because the horseman got a turbo car in the camp now. First thing, the first thing that pops up, oh, we ain't running no turbo car. No, we ain't running no turbo car. You're going to have to make him, you're going to have to do this to him. You're going to have to do that. Man, Lord. Then it starts, it started from here, and 336 texts later, one of the guys say, well, you know, I'll run Kenny Beecher. And, you know, this is the thing class racers don't understand. Like Kenny said, if he going to run somebody, you're going to lock that money in. Well, this is what he said. No, if I run, I'll be there. See, that's what
hey, listen. I know already what you're talking about. Now, I'm just, you know me. Me, that car that you're talking about that's in the Kenny Beecher them camp, if he run off the trailer, I will run him with my car. So it ain't no guarantee. It's all about stipulation and grudge racing or how you got to do it. If you want to run, if you think you're going to lose against the car, then you got to use it to your advantage. All right, I run you off the trailer. Straight, I run you off the trailer. So then he got to try to tune his car to get down the track. This is as much as the Knight's car got to do. In grudge racing, it depends on how you monopolize your talking and then your racing in the game. It could be the slowest car could actually win.
That's true.
So in grudge racing, that's why it's called grudging. You know what I mean? Even in boxing and all MMA, the best fighter don't always win. It's in grudge racing. The fastest car does not always win. That's why you got to maneuver, monopolize your car in racing to get down the track. I know how my car worked at a certain tune, and then he know how his car worked at a certain tune. But a turbo car, he cannot be bullshitting, excuse my language, off the line with no nitrous car. Period.
Hey, William Brown III and Big Sex.
Hmm? Yeah.
I got somebody that wants to talk with y'all. Y'all probably gonna know who it is in about a couple of seconds when you hear the number. Let's see, 804-761. Let's see the rest of this number.
That's one of them headless horsemen.
I know, right?
He called the headless.
All right, let's see. We're gonna dial this one in. Let's see if he answers.
Hey, that's what's gonna be his name. He keep jumping on me.
All right. Well,
hey, Brown.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hey,
Malibu.
Hey, sir. We got a guy on here wanting to talk to the headless horseman. Now, Pete. You know, ain't but one person called you a headless horseman, Pete. You can go guess who it is.
Hey, who may that be?
All I know is they call him WB3.
Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody.
Oh, no. Damn.
Hey, and that's why I want to get y'all so I can be known as somebody that took the head off the horse.
Oh,
okay.
Hey,
if two raises on the table, well, actually, if three raises on the table, we can do all three of them that we offered you and get it over with. Ain't a whole lot to that.
But see, I don't think that's fair because I'm running all three with one car. Well, two of them with one car. I don't think that was fair. But, I mean, I like running multiple times in one day, but I don't think that was a fair deal how you tried to get me like that.
What's fair to you?
Well, what's fair to me? Like I said, I don't ask for nothing, and I try not to give nothing. So if you got big tie, you got the same motor size I do, be capable of running somewhere close, I always think it's good to have a head up run.
Yeah.
But like y'all did offer, and Mark Hayes didn't never comment on that. Like y'all did offer that he'll give me one and one. Now, I'll take that.
That's sweet right there.
But I can't afford to give y'all the same thing with a closer caliber car to mine.
Oh, Kenneth's car ain't nowhere no caliber like yours.
Why? Mine is a 02. When was Kenneth's car built?
Man,
what,
80s or early
90s. Well, hold on. I'm sorry. When was it upgraded? I'm sorry about that.
For all I know, it ain't been touched since he had it. I mean,
yeah, okay.
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay. Well, I know a little bit more. You know, he had to put certain bars in there, different type of stuff, housings and stuff like that. There's good stuff in there now. But I understand it's a square tube chassis.
Yeah. It's heavy, too.
I understand that. I'm heavy, too. I mean, I guess you can look at me when I get outside the car. The car ain't heavy. It's just me, the extra weight. But
then again,
you do have a bigger motor than me and one more stage extra. So that don't carry your weight like it's supposed to?
Nah, it ain't doing it.
Well, y'all need to trade. Give me the CMO 6 with 3 hits on it. Y'all can take my 665, but that ain't doing y'all no good.
We done opened another microphone, too. Let me tell y'all who this is. Y'all probably going to know this number, too. 804-914-7584. It comes with a bottle of Jägermeister and Red Bull.
Well,
I'm
going to
bust your ass heads up. I ain't
sound like Gene. Oh, my God.
Hey, look.
I said, just like you, and I weigh 300 pounds. Don't tell me you weigh that much.
Yeah, I weigh 285.
I was gonna say that. Now, go ahead and say the horse
been
crying for something now.
No, you're going to bring the Barney out there, right?
And I'll tell you what I'll even do. I'll run you heads up if you talk swimming and let me give him the back tie.
I can try my best, but I can't guarantee you that's going to work with Slim.
I got a better reason. If Gene, when you head up, then we're going to take Kenny Carl and Slim head up. Yeah, that might be worked out.
Hey, Gene, you are going to bring the Barney out, right? It is going to be Barney.
Well, I don't know what color it'll be, but it'll be the same car, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I do that. You know how we talked about last year. I was just waiting till you get squared away. I ain't want to hit you below the belt when you ain't got no belt on.
Oh, no. It's
still
on the ground. You can't hit me below the belt on.
Okay. Yeah, well, we good with that. That one can go down. That one can go down. Let me get with Slim and see what he going to do about Kenny. And I guess we can get both of those.
He's been bobbing and weaving just a little long.
Hey, William.
Yeah.
I got one everybody on here is going to love. I'm going to bet you personally $50 if I treat your ass.
that's good and all, but normally I don't do no less than 200 on the treat. So if you can bring that up a little bit.
Well, don't worry about the 200. The 200 good. Don't worry about that.
Okay. Make sure you got it in your pocket now, top end, because that's when I like to get paid when we get out the car.
Hey, look, go ahead and talk to Slim and get him on the same page because he's been bobbing and weaving and ducking for so long. Tell him to stand still so we can hit him.
That sounds like I think I can.
It's going to take you 20 minutes to give you his answer.
I think I can try to convince him in doing heads up with Kenny. I think I really would. But y'all got to make sure Mark going to give me that 1-1 with his car. Now somebody on the phone said that. I ain't going to call no name.
You got to talk about it. If I tell you it's good, it's good.
Okay.
You got to talk about it no more. soon as you get the call ready and get it booked up, you got that. What's going on your ass?
I'll take that.
Y'all can
strip me down if you want to. Somebody, Mark said he don't believe I got two hits on it. Y'all can strip the whole car down if you want to.
I know what you got on there. I know what you got. You ain't lying. I know what you got.
All right. Well, look, we got somebody on here with 410-320-0324. You're about to go on mute because you don't speak. All right, we're going to make that. Two microphones open, 301-904-1391 and 571-243-2498. Who is it?
Hey, JD.
Yo, what's going on? Who's that?
It's Lil.
It's who?
Oh. Hey, William.
I'm right here.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You turn that stage on. I'll stay on mode.
I can't hear. Somebody got an echo going on.
Yeah, somebody. Hey, 571-243-2498. Who is that?
We ain't close that mic.
Yes. Okay. We ain't even talking. Okay. All right. There we go.
All right. What you say now?
I said you can turn that. You can turn your one hit on. I'll stay on motor. We run through the eighth.
Well, what you got?
69 back half Camaro.
69 back half Camaro.
So what I threw the block. Picture of?
The Fillmore.
Yeah,
man. Let me get the motor dropped in there first before I say yeah. Let me get the motor dropped in there first because it's not my motor. We was going to put it in the back half Camaro to run with Shelton with the up in Dinwiddie with the small block shootout thing. But the Camaro has gotten sold, so I'm going to just take the big block out of the Jigaboo and, you know, like I committed to run the race, we're going to put the small block in the Jigaboo and run it like that. So once I get it in there and get it squared away, make sure everything go right, I might do that. That's a possibility.
Yeah, we do it. We do it at your race, do it for something.
Okay.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
I told you, well, you know, if you come on the horse, you can get yourself something. You can get more of what you're looking for.
Yeah, I had a person, you know, text me on the page and say, man, look, I can't get in. So, you know, I decided to call him, and then, you know, stuff started stirring around, hoofs started coming around. So he said he was going to call in, and then, I got old Sean in here tonight too, Mr. Holden. So,
yeah. Hey, William. So that's three horsemen right there. They're gonna you got to kill. So the work already cut out for you. So,
well, you know one thing about it. It's three parts to the horseman suit. You got the head, you got the ass, and you got the middle part. So you got to take all three of them out to kill the whole horse.
I tell you what, if you kill all three of them, we gonna lay down. I'm gonna tell you that right now. That's the
answer. No, I want you to lay down. Then it ain't gonna be no more racing. Shit, somebody got a race.
Well, for that day we gonna lay down. We might come back another day, but for that day we gonna lay down.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie to you. We gonna look out. We gonna go to hell home.
Yeah, you won't hit much at me neither.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and try to scare them horsemen and go. Well, not even scare them. Go ahead and knock them down and turn them into glue.
Well, so. if Gene's gonna give it to you, I'm going out with it. So,
everything's gonna knock all of us. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna still talk shit if he beats me.
That's what I like. And I'll let you talk shit to Slim because you know I don't talk much shit. I see a few words not going on about my business. Y'all can stand over there and talk shit all day long.
Oh, I tell you what, man, you might get away. You might get lucky and get away, but Slim, you're going to murder him. He's not going to get away. I promise you that one. He's been ducking his ass for too long.
Anyway, y'all, the way y'all talking, I got to tune. I got to go and take my motor out and go and get it freshened up, tuned up a little bit.
Hey, William Brown, when you file your taxes this year, go ahead and write that $2,000. You go get me off.
No, Wednesday, I don't get no tax. I don't get no tax money back. Shit, I always got to pay something. I don't get none back, man.
Hey, I feel you on that.
Hey, listen. Hey, Sean, you like quiet over there. Who's first on that list next year? That's what I want to know.
Huh?
Sean, I know Sean Holden is over there sitting in the corner. Who's first on that list of yours?
Shit, you know it. That black and blue bitch. I got to help my brother get back to winning ways. He can't do shit without me. Number lose and pay punk out.
I'm gonna tell you what, man. Them guys got to be punched up. Man, how we just bust outside here. They cute and I'm coming back. I give them credit though. They don't give up. He gonna stop till he win. Cause until he win, he know he doing something wrong.
I know, cause I mean, until he try to get a win, he gonna aggravate the hell out of me every day. Seem like.
Hey, Sean, I tried my hardest to get that shit happen down in Florida. It just didn't want to happen.
Well, hell, dude, he should have stayed his ass home. That's what he should have done, but you know how that goes.
Nah, we went back. We told Jimmy in Florida that, you know, he ain't had red with him, and we didn't want to race him like that.
Right.
You know, and we were not running that way. We were running at his best and take his money like we've been doing. We don't want to beat him handicap, so.
Hey, Pete, calm your ass down. Now, you've been getting some of my damn money, too. I don't like that shit at all.
Say, y'all all right with us. I'm doing nobody.
Damn,
hey,
that Pete. Shit. I take it personal.
Hey, Pete, look, I got one thing I got to ask you. Now, why y'all going to run Stone Cold head up? But y'all won't run head up.
Oh. We never ran Stone Cold head up.
You said you want to.
No, we went to back down with Stone Cold.
I just had to check and make sure.
No, we tried that. Hey, look, man, we already tried that movie one time. Y'all saw it skipped on him. We don't keep playing the same movie.
Okay.
Hey, we in the pool.
Hey, we already said that we got out of Mike Hill's race. If I touched that car, I'm going straight on his ass, heads up.
Yeah, but no, he's talking about Kenny's car, though. He's talking about Kenny's car. No. They offered us the bad guy in Jackson, and we didn't want it. Yeah, I'll be doing it in Florida. I still didn't want it, but we got our nerve up now. And we said, hell with it. We just going to try it. We just want to do something stupid for the year. But I guess it changed his mind, so, you know, that's what it is. But to hit up, nah, that's not going to happen.
Okay. I was just checking because I'm kind of slow, so I had to ask that question.
Well, I'm slow, too, but I made my money, and I saw last time what happened. And you trying that same move?
I know. I just didn't hear William Brown the third talking about slow. This man driving around in Jaguar.
I sold that, man. That was just a money maker. Somebody wanted something. I found it for him. I sold it and make me a few dollars off. Look, I don't love no kind of automobile now unless it's a fast race car.
But you don't love your own car, then.
it's only fast when I want it to be fast. Remember that. I can go as fast as I wanted it to go. And I make sure of that. I got control of that. Nobody else but me.
You won't find no good. You ain't gonna make you push that something to the limit. I tell you that.
Oh, no. You ain't got to never worry about me putting mine to the limit. One thing about it, just like it rolled right now, I can get 100-150 passes off of it before I ain't got to open it up. So when I put the tune up on it to make one or two passes, you ain't going to be able to see nothing but the parachute. That's all you're going to be able to recognize. And I got brake lights, but you'll be able to see those. So maybe put turn signals on for
Pete,
you.
Pete, after that race, he going to say, I should have put all I had on it.
I already know you're going to do so.
Damn right I am. I'll tell you one thing I ain't
going to
do. Sean Holden ain't got enough money to get me back to Dallas next year.
Hey, G, you ain't got enough damn money to get me back there either.
No, sir. I won't ever cross the pearly gates again.
Shit, I'm 40 minutes away and you won't get me there, so.
I just see you go out and left 295 behind them snowplows and race.
I know that's right. We got a little gravel pit down. We're going to race in the mud over there.
I ain't gonna say that much about the track, but it is a one lane track though. You get that right
lane.
Well, we go down the right lane the best.
I can't. I go halfway and that's it. Other than that, you get the right lane. And the last time that happened when me and Bill, well, the first time when me and Rock went down there, and we flipped the cone, we flipped the coin, and Rock got the right lane. He was like, shit. He said, don't you want to take the bet down a little bit? I said, no, I got you now. So when I got back down there with Bill, I got the right lane.
Mm.
And I asked Bill the same thing. Bill said, hell no, you got an ass whooping coming to you tonight. So,
Look, we got a birthday boy getting in here right now. 202-421-0077. I think he turned like 55. I don't know, but
he was faster when
they
made the call. I just want to say, you know, I can't say the bad word, but you know what you are, little Will. I'm gonna get you back. This ain't over. How everybody doing tonight?
What's going on, Monster?
What's up, family? How everybody doing?
I don't know. I heard you playing basketball. You getting it? You know you're gonna be on that game too.
I ain't play tonight.
Oh, you ain't
play
tonight?
I had to work on the big truck. So.
Okay. Well, they talking some races between the William Brown camp and the Horseman camp. So we listening.
William Brown on there?
Yeah, you on here?
Oh, man, he hurt my feelings. I sent him two messages. He hurt my feelings. What's up, man?
What's going on, Monster? I ain't getting no messages. You going to have to resend them. I got Sprint, so we already know how Sprint do.
I sent them on Facebook. You ain't get them?
No.
I had a brainstorm while we on here to look out for the top sportsman guys.
Uh-huh.
The track owner at Capital asked me if maybe you and I can get together with him and for next year and set up a big race like the ADRL or whoever for top sportsmen, heads up. And I said, you'd be the perfect person to spearhead that with me.
Yeah. How would you reference that in doing? You want heads up, no clock? Heads up, no clock? So you want just heads up?
Just heads up.
Just heads up.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many
like
different
guys do.
There's so many different combinations in top sportsmen, especially with the guys that I run, ADRA, NHRA, all that. You would probably have to do sort of like what Mike's doing, and I've been talking to Mike, and I think I'm gonna peel off what he's doing. That 484 mm-hmm. board space, and that kind of give everybody an equal playing field. You know, close within a tenth or two, depends on who tunes. But you know you can make that up on the tree if you want to. As long as you got a chance, and the person, you know, you feel that way. If I spend my money, I got a chance of winning this pot. Then you won't mind coming. Nobody minds coming.
Okay.
But if they look at it as like I ain't got no chance, you know, because you got them guys that run top sports when they got 800 cubic inch engines or you know 700 cubic. I ain't got no chance, so you're not gonna get the car count. So you got to put some type of stipulation in there.
Okay. Yeah, because I got the Outlaw Pro Mod race up at Capital with the Capital Raceway. He gave me an opportunity to do my own race, so I'm going to try it, you know?
Right, right.
So, kind of.
Well, anything I can help you with, you know what I'm saying? Anything I can support, I always came up there and supported y'all when I could, you know?
Yep.
Just let me know.
Ain't no problem. But, yeah, I told him, I said, you know, I want to get the perfect guy. This guy, 2 years in a row, and been just about the world champion, and it's best to take a guy that can understand what the process is to grow it. You know, I want to do a little bit of everything, but you know, the big thing is take care of everybody. You know, so
right,
yeah. But I tell you one thing, Brown, you've been doing a heck of a driving job, my man. So hats off to you and the whole. You know, when you look at what you guys do, it's a family deal. You know? So,
right. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's important. Yeah, especially
yeah,
when I see.
It's just something that I wanted to do. You know, it was a thing that came up, and I started racing ADRL when they had 10-5.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an opportunity to get in there, slide in there, and be able to qualify, maybe go rounds, possibly win a race. I got in there until it got too far out of hand. Then it came up with the top sportsman. You know, I always was an NHRA, IHRA top sportsman. So I wanted to do that, and you know, and try to not try to dominate the field, but try to do what I can do to show my skills amongst everybody else, all the best of the best. And that's why we ran that, concentrated on that for 2 years, you know. And now, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, William. I'm sorry.
No, it's just this year, you know, things, money, situations for the ADRL, and then he's splitting up, and PDRL come around. And being on the road for 2 or 3 years straight following a certain thing, you get kind of wore out. You know, you want to kind of, you know, your grass be growing at the house and your house falling to pieces and you ain't doing stuff like you're supposed to right here because you're running out on the road. So, you know, we kind of going to change it up this year and, you know, do more local racing. They got, I guess, the Extreme Pro Mod stuff. They got a top sportsman. Then the PDRA. I'm going to do 4 out of their 8 races, which is 2 at Rockingham and 2 at Dinwiddie. And then the rest of it is just going to be grudge racing and, you know, doing stuff like that.
You know, Brown, the first time I met you, your dad, your grandpa, everybody, and it was funny, your father knew my uncle. And he saw me, and he was chuckling. And your dad, he said to me, he said, you know, we can make a difference in anything we do as long as we put our best foot forward, you know?
Right, right.
And I never forget what your dad said, you know. And every time he see me, he come over and give me a hug and he say, keep doing what you're doing, you know. So
right.
I say the same thing to you that he said to me, brother. You know, keep doing what you're doing. You make a difference down in Virginia.
I appreciate that.
You do. You make a huge difference down there. And how do people look at the races, how things are viewed for the races. I mean, you give a better outlook than anybody, even JC both, you know, for anybody trying to get in there, you know, because of some of the things that happened previous, you know?
Right.
And I just say to you, man, that you've done a heck of a job. You know?
And it's good to be able to look at it from 3 different perspectives, you know, because when my dad was racing back when I was young at Suffolk and we used to come up to MIR after Suffolk Raceway, we used to come up there and, you know, I was a spectator then, you know. Then once I got old enough to drive, I was a driver. So we did the 890 class and the 990. Then we moved up a little bit to, you know, where we was doing that Outlaw Pro Stock stuff up in Colonial Beach. You know, when Hustling Henry, me, Short Dog, Burt Jackson, you know, all those guys was up there doing that. So, you know, you try to evolve with time, and the more you evolve and the people that you hang around with, they try to teach you a little things when they see that your mind is in the right direction. So I always try to move my mind in the right direction so I can learn more and try to evolve and make myself better and make things that I do better.
You know, it's ironic that you say, me and Fuji, we were talking today, and Fuji got a guy, when we used to run up here in D.C. down in what they call Dog Packs, that's down in Equasto, Maryland, and Fuji and I were laughing today because I saw a picture, because my uncle, before when he died, he had a bunch of pictures with him, and he had a whole 10x8 shed filled with magazines from top to bottom, and I gave them all to a guy because I was so frustrated because I had a life change, you know? I had like you, you know, look at you, your dad, your family, you know, same thing. He brought me as a guy told me one day, he said, I got a picture of you with socks up to your knees, and he showed it to me, Brown, I was in the floor, you know? But I also understand what my uncle was trying to do back then. You know, when I walk out on that bounce pad, I know how difficult it was for your dad, your granddad, you know, but they never complained, Brown. You know, all they ever did was keep telling you, you push harder, you don't make excuses, you be the best. If you be the best and you go out there and you put your heart in what you're doing, ain't nobody got no reason to tell you you can't do something.
Right.
So, you know, it's a lot of things that I, you know, just I share with people. And, you know, when I see your family, I know exactly how we were because that was my uncle's avenue for keeping all his family out of trouble. And then when we strayed away and things happened, when we made bad decisions, even when we made the bad decisions, he still stuck in there with us and got us back on track. So.
Right, right.
So that's what it is. So.
We got a mic just slid in here a while ago, and they've been wanting to say something. 301-523-2865. Who am I on with?
The King Hater. What's going on, everybody?
Oh,
man, shut that one off.
Y'all ready?
What's up, man?
Cornbread in the house.
Now we're going to change the color boy's name to Cornbread.
What's going on, Wham, everybody?
Hey, it's good that you on here, man. Because, look, hey, I had a guy get on here earlier, Styles, and he aired out, and I had a whole lot of people, the same people from the page, crying about the Turbo. And when this guy that got on here tonight, he's known as one of the baddest on 28th in the country. And I asked him, I said, look, are you scared to run a Turbo car? He said, hell no. He got to get there on 660 feet like I do. He was like, you bring a Turbo car, you sit it at my door, and in 660 feet, he got to get that power to the ground like I do.
There you go. Those guys cried on that. I started that post with a guy, Kenny started the post, and put my name in it. And I was just letting them know that, look, we 28th going to take over this year, and it's not class racing. It's heads up, and it shouldn't matter who's sitting beside you. You're not racing the person beside you, and Wim know that. You're racing the clock and that wind light. That's it, you know. And I told those guys, you got $3,000. You're spending $100 to win $3,000 as the winner. And you mean to tell me you won't take that gamble? The guy can red light, shake ties, all sorts of stuff can happen, you know. And they still crying about Turbos. I don't care if you bring a blower car in there. 28, he got to get down the track. Just that simple. You know, so, I mean, we just want any and everybody to come. It's open up to the world, you know. And I just don't want us to have to always go way down south. I say Petersburg should be as far as we have to go for a while. We do, like Wim said, he does so much traveling, it's time to stay home. I've done a lot of traveling last year, me and Carlos, and get back up and go to work the next morning and get back from South Carolina like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I just want to go back 8 o'clock in the morning. But, yeah, we're just trying to, you know, get some new stuff together. That's about it.
Yeah, I think Carlos on here now,
He probably
hey, JB. Jim Carlos.
What I'm trying to figure out, me and Lil Will and the fellas here at the gym, everybody like, when the hell Bruce Styles and he on the goddamn talk show?
JB,
we got to get Martha and them back. Bruce Styles ain't here to jump in 5 weeks, man.
Hey, Brown, you still on the phone, Brown?
Oh, Marshall, still on? Oh, Marshall on the phone?
Yeah, I'm Brown. Yeah, I'm here.
Listen. Carlos, tell Brown what happened y'all 2 weeks ago.
Hey, Carlos, that's Will Brown.
I treated y'all a couple weeks ago.
We'll come in for y'all, too. But we got to get Marshall on back first.
Hey, Monster,
hey,
stop
Brown.
Bringing up all
this
stuff.
Huh?
Stuff, Monster.
You said I don't want what?
Hey,
we
Will
play
Brown.
Basketball
got,
against the metro area, bro.
Oh, no, I can't. I don't play no basketball. I was a football man. I don't do good at basketball.
Well, we're going to do some bowling, Brown, so you got to get involved with the bowling, too, all right?
Yeah, now I can do a little bowling now.
Yeah, we coming down there to play the horses. And some bowling.
Hey, look, hey, Will Brown, I got a good question for you. I'm about to open the mic for somebody, and this man has been looking for an all-motor race for the longest time. He got one here and there, but I'm about to open his mic, and you might be able to help him out a little bit. I know you know some all-motor people, so let me open this mic.
Wait a minute.
810-656-2422. Can I get pepperoni with that pizza?
You could definitely get pepperoni on that pie and sausage, my friend.
Hey, Stefano, we on the mic. We got Will Brown third. We got a couple on the mic tonight. What's going on?
What's going on? Just sitting back listening. What's going on? Good show tonight, JB. Good show. Somebody got their mic open, Bo.
That's Carlos.
Yeah,
that's
Carlos.
I'm about to hang up, man. Y'all, I'm gone, man. I told y'all later.
Yeah, he's playing basketball. But, hey, William Brown, you know anybody from down that area that's got anything with all motor setups?
Yeah, I got they chassis cars. Most of them chassis cars with all motor.
Well, that's what. Hey, Stefano, how you sit?
Chassis car. I got short deck, conventional head, cast intake, one carburetor.
Now that might be a little rough.
Well, we can make the race right. We'll gamble over on this side. We ain't looking for a GW.
Okay. Let me put the call out there to a couple of my guys down in northern part of Carolina, and see what I got going on. All motor, conventional head, one carburetor, chassis car though. Okay,
that's a chassis car.
Okay, yeah, I'll make that call. I'm pretty sure that shouldn't be hard to find. We got a lot of guys around here got stuff like that up in the garage. You just got to find out who it is and if they're willing to race.
What about
the old Burt Jackson car? That'll be a good race. Put Burt's car up there next to him.
I know it. Dang, Monster, you're giving away some secrets, Monster. Who's going to try to do something?
Hey, Brown, if you pull that car up on the launch pad, man, you shut Virginia down. You hear me?
Hey, Wynn, what about Ice?
Black Ice.
Yeah, ain't that a conventional head? That's conventional head, one carburetor.
That is a conventional head.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That is.
Where
is
that, JB?
Yeah, but he didn't make our day.
Yeah, we can try to make that happen. Is this the pizza gangster, Little Caesar?
Yeah.
Just a piece of gas.
Oh, Little Caesar, you gonna get cut.
Man.
Yeah, but I forgot that Black Ice was conventional head. I damn sure forgot that.
He ain't conventional head no more.
That's what I heard. Where was he going at? Nice. He must be going a little bigger.
I was going to say the same thing, Lou.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. We'll find somebody for him, though.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll find somebody. That shouldn't be hard to do.
Yeah, just
everybody.
As long as he brings some pizza with him, we'll get him.
You definitely get some pizza. That's what most of what we do, because once we roll the car out of the trailer, everybody goes in the weeds. We can't buy a race. Jesus. I'm begging out here. I got these big motors. I got a baby motor in the car. I can't even get a motor. I run with a big motor.
Yeah, how much your car weigh?
Nah, I don't even know.
You know.
I can't even tell you.
You know.
I don't know. I just drive the car.
Yeah,
I'm loaded and unloaded.
Hello?
It's 2,300 pounds.
Hello? Yeah, call
hello?
Up the phone. Yeah, hey, please, man, I'll lock you in. We'll lock you in.
Who's this?
Again.
Carlos Wells?
Yeah,
what are we locking in with? What are we locking in with? What are we locking in with? I ain't locking in with a ghost. What are we locking in with?
No, you did us like that. Come on, man. Don't kill me like that, Peter, man. You did us like that. You wouldn't even send us a picture, man.
We'll
have no picture of the car either.
I don't need to get this. As long as when we show up to the race,
we the most fan, dude. We pay the park out money for somebody else, so you know.
Oh, there's no question about it. You got that right.
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 And I told, yep, absolutely. Stand up. Without a doubt, Carlos. You got my respect.
You ain't got to keep searching.
I got a question for that Pizza Gangster.
Yes.
Say like a car, like, say like if a car got a convertible motor, but it's on nitrous, but it's like a way, like, different car to what you got. Would you still run it?
Okay, say that one more time. You broke up a little bit. You got a conventional head on Sprite, on juice?
Yeah, but the car, like, it's not like yours. It's just like a, or like a heavier car. Would you still run that? Would you think about running one of those cars on nitrous, like a heavier car? Like a back half star car on nitrous with a conventional head in it?
How many hits?
Two.
Now, you got to give us something. Did we come with a baby motor, one car? You got one carburetor?
Yeah, one carburetor, yeah.
Now, you got to give us something, back tire or the clear. I'll go out there and gamble. You can shoot any, you know, two guns on it. You tell me you got two guns, we might be able to gamble. And you said it doesn't sit like me. Chassis car or back half car?
Who's that, Pete?
But it's a chassis car, but it's real. It's like a heavy, it's an old-style chassis car, so it's like real heavy. It's like a box two car. It's a heavy car. It's not like your car. Similar, but not like
y'all
car.
Beat?
Yeah, man, that's a good race, man. I mean, that car heavy, man, compared to what you got. What car is it?
You don't know the car.
What kind of
car? It ain't been.
I don't know the car.
It was a Capital last year. You was there. It's black with orange belts. You might have saw the Capital last year. We can work on something. Like I said, it's not like your car. Like it's an AOM style car. About 2 miles still. It's real heavy, so. You know, I can't, like, trying to fight. You know, I figure it'll be about equal. With seeing your car, my car, me on spree, I figure they're probably pretty compatible, I believe.
What kind of car is it? What kind of car? What is it? Do I know the car
it's
or not?
Yeah, it was at Capital last year, but you might not have paid no mind, so I don't know.
Well, you're breaking in and out. JB,
I
was putting on the boom.
Hey, hold on.
JB.
Yeah, what's going on?
Just have him call, give me his number or whatever, and we'll try to get him where I can speak one-on-one, because like I said, there's just too much static, and it's breaking in and out. Like I said, I don't want from no fight, so I'm here. It's just hard for me to understand,
well,
you know what I mean?
If you want, I can mute a couple mics, and then y'all can just talk one-on-one.
Yeah, I have no problems with that. Hold on 1 second, Jerry. Let's take all 1 second.
One, two, three,
Yep, 5 minutes. My girl closes in 5 minutes. What do you need, buddy?
I need a large pepperoni with extra sauce.
Yeah, what, have I delivered to you before? What's the address? The liquor store in Galileo. All right, what's your address where I usually deliver to you?
Hey, Carlos. Is Carlos still up here?
Nah, he ain't. We still here.
Oh, it's coming up 227 Galileo. What's that?
You need to talk to him, William?
That's where you're at now? Right there, 227 Galloway?
I got a text that he was picking on one of my family members.
Okay,
I was racing it.
Gotcha.
I wanted to find out who was it.
Okay. I'm,
and 2 P by Steve? And that's for the laundromat, right?
Who was it, William?
I don't know.
Hold on 1 second, buddy. Hold on. Oh, what's the problem, bro?
Well, we're supposed to race them down in Halen?
On a 4737?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because Billy Alba called,
okay.
Texted me and asked me, did I know who Carlos was?
Okay.
Yeah,
it ain't a car.
Expiration?
Somebody named Bo Simpson.
What's the VC number on the back of the car?
What's his name?
Bo Simpson.
All right.
I think it is.
Carlos for race a guy named Bo Simpson.
With the note.
Yeah,
okay,
nose.
Yeah, because I saw the intake laying on the floor with his name on it. Okay, yeah. You are. It's Bo Simpson. Yep.
It got whose name written on it? Carlos' name written on it?
No, it got his name, Bo Simpson. I remember seeing that name on the intake at my engine builders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hope I ain't telling everything, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, he running Bo Simpson April 26th, and then Wicked Bird is running the Bandit.
Okay.
So, and, well, we're going to get with you on that 28th for your race, too.
All right, yeah, that'll work. I mean, you just let me know what the deal is. Okay. I got another I got a race I'm doing March 29th and just got a verification of that. I'm doing it down there in Northeast Dragway down in Hertford, North Carolina. I don't know if any of y'all are familiar about
that.
Yeah,
it's
mine.
Uh-huh,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm doing that down there.
What happened?
I'm gonna have my big car down there, Matt's racing. Jim Teachman, guy down there with a turbo Nova, and guy up here, LJ, got a Ford with a 706 and an S. And then we're gonna have a conventional head type shootout.
Hey JB, mute Lord Caesar's mic.
There we go.
So where's that track at?
It's in Northeast North Carolina. It's in Elizabeth City, Edenton, down in that way, North Carolina. It's like if you're coming from up Northway, 64, you get 64 to 17. 17 will take you through, like you're going to Outer Banks. That's what it says. It tells you Outer Banks. 17 will take you right into Edenton, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and the track is maybe like 10 minutes off the road, off the main road. And it's an eighth of a mile track, pretty cool track. You know, I go down there and test my car every once in a while, and I often run my brother, the Jigaboo. We go down there and do a lot of bracket racing and stuff. So we're going to do something. And, like I said, I got a conventional head, anywhere you come, conventional head race. I'm putting together the payout on that, and like a gambler's race, and you know, just a race. Like I said, then come down, test and tune, grudge race, do whatever. It's basically for a lot of the guys down in Carolina, Northern Carolina, you know, that have something to do down that way.
I might put that on the calendar because I might bring the Wicked Bird out. I got to still do some testing before I go down to Paisley in April, and make changes. So I might come down there and test down there.
Yeah, that's fine. Let me know about
that. Hey, that's
on the way to that's by the app before you get to Fayetteville, eh?
Depends on which way you go from coming from north. Depends on which way you go to Fayetteville. You can go down Fayetteville that way, but that's a long way. Or you can go straight down 95.
Y'all going on 95.
It's more like closing. It's more like going towards Outer Banks, but it's like an hour before you get there.
Yeah, it's actually to be exact, it's 40-45 minutes before you get to Outer Banks.
It's a nice track, though. I've been there a lot of times, but it's a nice track. You know, it's hooked good and everything, so.
Yeah, it's just backwoods, you know. The boys, I think some of the boys with the blowers been 4-0s down there. I think Dwayne Sounders has been like 3-9 and stuff like that. Hmm. So, I mean, you know, it'll handle just about anything you put down on it.
I think Marco had a race down there last year. They got Rambo with the Camaro.
Yeah, Rambo had put on some races down there.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. All right, that'll work.
But like me, we have a lot of reasons going on up here. We ain't got too much traveling.
What do you say, Steve?
I was like me, we have our hands full up here, reason. We ain't got too much traveling this year. Shit.
Y'all ain't going to have y'all hands full. Y'all a bunch of wild horses with the stage open.
Well, you're right. Cause after we smack a couple of y'all outside the head, right, I'm going to lay down anyway. So I already know that.
Yeah, I still got that post going on that I started, man. It's like 600 posts now, ain't it?
Man,
it's
too damn rich.
It was 583 last time I looked.
We went 600 posts back to the post that we made at post 5. We're going to have that stuff yesterday. We went 3 days of talking to come back to the same rate we talked about on post 5. Oh, boy.
Well, Peaks, this is the funny thing. The funny thing is, I guess he thought when he said, oh, well, Chris Little driving my car, I think he thought we was going to be like, oh, shit, you know, damn, Chris Little. Man, come on, man. Just because Chris Little driving the car ain't going to scare nobody away.
Who that?
Nah.
He's big in the drag
rating. Oh, man, I don't remember that.
He even PM'd me. He talking about Chris Little drive my car. I said, well, okay, well, shoot. My uncle drive my car. He's 75 years old and got glaucoma. So what? I mean, for real, everybody thinks somebody's supposed to be scared because somebody driving their car. I mean, come on, man.
Hey, man, it's one thing about it. I don't care who drive the car. It ain't go but so fast as the car gonna go. So all he can do is cut his light and drive to the finish line. The car gonna do what it's gonna do. If you ain't got enough, you ain't got enough. So I don't care if you put John Ford, Screw Pentagon, whoever you put in it.
Oh, well, Brown.
Change how fast the car. Yeah, I don't care who you put in there. You can put Scooby and Shaggy if you want, but they don't run no faster. The car gonna run with it run. So we ain't worried about that. I don't care who drives this car. Like, the only we doing is on Kenny car. You know? Cut it like car over the run. That's it. That's all we can do.
Pete, that would be a good race with you and Pete the Gangster in your car.
Yeah, I thought so too. I figured it'd be a good try something. I get it back together. We'll be ready pretty soon.
Yeah, if he don't talk, I mean, it seems like he's busy right now. He got his work going on, but I think we might be able to make that happen, man. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't lying. My car with me in it, and I pull up to the line, it's over 2,900 pounds. So,
what car?
You want that done, do you?
What's that?
Huh? No, I'm talking cornbread. I was talking cornbread applesauce over there.
You know I need my get back, so...
Oh, man, you got that. I can get you anytime.
There you go.
Hey, so what's up, Stefano?
How's that boy sitting? What's the car running?
He's a square. Oh. It's a box tube car. It's an old box tube car. He said he's 29.
What kind of car? What is it, Nova Camaro? What is it, Mustang?
Camaro.
67 Camaro.
Because I might have something. I might have a Mustang on a small tire on a couple of hits. I might want to do something. Big block, one carburetor.
Bring it.
Yeah, Peter do something. Peter,
I was just talking, Peter Gang, because I know he ought to be looking for racing, so I just, I just throw it out there. You know, it might be something you might be interested in, ain't up with something to do. Shit.
Yeah,
Stefano. I tell you what, we'll take that conventional head motor peak out and put it in my car. And since you 300 pounds lighter, both on conventional head, one car red, what would you give it?
I'm still on the Thunder or motor to motor?
Motor to motor.
You still shoot motor to motor? Why don't we go heads up then? Why would I want to do it? You got a chassis car? Is it a chassis car?
It's a backup car, the same one you ran last year. I'm 300 pounds heavier than you. He got 9.8 single carburetor on motor. We'll put that motor in my car. I'm a back half car at 3,029 something other, and I know you 23 something because you told me last year.
How do you know I'm 23 when I don't even know what I am?
Because you told me last year.
Hey, Pizza Man, you got to stop that, man. Now you don't know what you are. You don't have a picture. Come on, man.
Hey,
what are you looking for? Let me ask you this. What are you looking for?
That 500 back.
I don't care what he weighs. He can weigh 84, 24, or 1. And let me turn them guns on. He still more the bullets can in his head. I go to his ass. Simple as that. Win or lose.
So you can do that, race, or we'll put that motor in my car, and what would you give me? You got a whole chassis car, and I got a backhead car. Same problem.
Tell me what you, tell me what you want. Tell me what you're looking for.
Give me the brake and the eighth.
I ain't giving you the brake. I ain't giving you the brake. I'll give you the back. I'll tell you what. I don't even know the car. I'll give you the back tire.
Back tire ain't shit. You might as well just cancel the back tire. The back tire ain't nothing. I don't even know why people are asking that shit anymore.
Yeah, we're going to erase that out the rule book.
Yeah, the back tire, that ain't nothing.
Well, we got time, though. Before then, we'll work on something.
Yeah, we definitely can
do something. We'll make something happen. Yeah, we'll make something happen. I might not and give you the back tire. Let me see how this thing went when I get it back together.
Hey, we just erased that, Pete. Ain't no more. At June 14th, ain't going to be no back tire given.
No, it's either the break or the clear.
Yeah, breaking the clear. We start changing the rules now. We getting rid of that.
Hey.
How the fuck did I get it?
Hey, William. You still there?
Yeah.
William Brown.
Yeah.
Brown, you still on? Hey, can you get in touch with Thornton? Lil' Carlton Thornton?
Yeah, I can get in touch with you. You talking about Lil' Wayne? Carlos?
No,
yeah.
Lil' Thornton. He drives that orange and Carlton Thornton, that's his name.
Yeah. He drives a Malibu.
Right, yeah. We might try to get him in there, that young gun shootout that we having.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be a good one to put in that shootout.
Right. Yeah. I forgot all about him. I put him on the 53 list that I put up on Facebook for the 28th.
Right.
But when me and Carlos came up with this young gun under 25 shootout, I was trying to get some guys from Virginia, but I couldn't think of them. But I just remembered his name earlier today. So since I got you on here, I was wondering if you could get in contact with him. And because we got 10 so far, you know, we wasn't trying to do a whole 16, but we were trying to do like a 10, maybe like a 12 or something like that. But we're
still
working.
Are you going by age or height?
No, we go by age 25. You know, we had to make a cutoff list. At 25, because, you know, they the up-and-coming guys, and they out there all the time, too, and they get their pop.
I've seen Craig Jordan on there. I didn't know if y'all was going by age or the height.
He cried a little bit, but his birthday coming up, so he squeezed in. He trying to reclassify.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, but, we got a couple of guys that's, which I make it like an age limit, 25.
Right.
But we got to see driver's license, though, because a lot of these guys saying they 25, they might be 30 years old, man.
Yeah, that's a good class, so I like that.
Cool. Yeah, so.
Can I get in? I'm 24, I ain't 25 yet. Can I get in?
We ain't talking about your neck size, Pete.
I tried, don't you?
Yeah, you tried.
I'm waiting on cornbread. I'm waiting on cornbread because, you know, I like applesauce and fried fish in my cornbread.
Man, it's coming. Hey, look, it's coming, and I'm going to run it like a bracket car, man. I mean, I probably won't even run that big guy car that much this year. That's what I'm working on.
No, you ain't. When you come up there with it and we start busting inside your head, you're going to park it or go back and do something different. You're going to do something different.
Well, I will be bringing them. I'll be bringing them both. You know, but cornbread, I'm trying to get everybody some cornbread, and I ain't getting you nothing to drink with it.
We don't need anything.
Just give me
I think we got enough offers over here to hold you for a long time, so we're going to be the ball you all year.
Just give me some corned beef and cabbage, that'll be good.
Hey, there you go. With hot butter on it.
Yeah, give me some corned beef and cabbage and cornbread, and I won't need nothing to drink.
Hey, somebody just asked me to ask y'all, what do y'all think about that Carl Adams, the great white?
It's just pretty, that's all.
It's just pretty. Is he just going to test and tune with it? I mean, what are you going to do with it?
Well, from what I hear, he's growing brush.
He just built that car to beat Ricky Fox. If he beat Ricky Fox, he ain't going to do it no more with that car than he did with his Vega. I ain't saying he's going to beat Ricky Fox, but he built that car to race Ricky Fox. And whatever happens after that, he going to do about the same he did with his Vega. Somebody comes to him and wants to race him, he'll race, but he ain't going to go ahead and look for a whole lot of racing.
Right. I didn't think so, but I figured that, you know, they've been going at it with Francis and Fox's nephew or little cousin, so that's pretty much what it sounds like, too. You know, I mean, it'd be good to see. They might want to do a 2 out of 3. You know, because, I mean, if that's all them two going to do, I mean, I'm trying to get them to put some 28s on there and come join the thing, you know, with everybody else. I ain't scared of them.
It's going to be a big money race. I do know that.
Yeah, but, I mean, they might as well shoot some dice. I mean, what's the difference if they only going to just run each other? You know, shit. Spread that shit around.
I just talked to Petey. Petey said he's bringing stock block June 14th, and he said Mini-Me will be in action.
Yeah, we talked to him, and he said he's coming down. We're going to go up there to his race, and he said he's going to bring a lot of those cars down, hopefully a lot on the 28th. So, you know,
I even think they got a four-door Caprice up there, too. Jeez.
Yeah, we're going to have to put something together like that. Maybe get us to find us a gremlin or something, you know? I'm serious. Everybody got these exotic old cars, and we ain't got nothing right here in the state of Maryland. We got to come up with something, a Pacer or something.
Yeah, but you know who we need to get to drive it?
Who's that?
Big George.
I don't know.
I think everybody needs to get a motorcycle in the club. That way everybody have something for every class.
Oh,
y'all late. We already got one.
Yeah. I know Shake Now and them, I don't think they got one. We ain't got one. But this bike, so there's something come back around.
I can tell y'all right now, Roger Edgerton just told me they got a bike race 5 on 10 right now.
Where?
Them bikes, people talk about them bikes. Oh, they, man, 500 on 10 grand, that ain't just no little bit of money.
Yeah. But you got to remember, too, JB, when you say that, you probably got about 20 people putting their money in. That's what people get miscombobulated at. It ain't one person. It's a group. But the numbers sound good, but at the end of the day, it's still just a winner. They just going to chop the money up. So it ain't like you took it from one person. But, I mean, it's still great. But to me, it takes a little bit of the sport out of the racing when you try to throw them big numbers up there, unless it's me pulling it out of my pocket. But I'd rather.
Here we got another caller coming in. Right in the end, 301-399-7377. Pull my own whip.
What's up?
Who is this?
This is, I'm a bear.
Oh, no, we know who this is.
Hey, look, I'm a bear, and I will race anybody on a bike, on four wheels, or anything in the DMV. How about that? How about that? I'm universal. With this shit.
They must know who that is.
They don't know who I am.
It sounds like Big Mama.
But anybody that want to race with a bike, car, or anything, I'm a ride and own all that shit.
Somebody drinking.
Who? Hey, Bird, you better just sit the fuck down right now. You don't know what. I done whooped you twice, so you know who it is now. I done whooped you twice. So.
Where's my tombstone at?
Hey, Bird, You already know how I roll, man. You already know how I roll.
I know. I need my tunes on.
Hey, look. Y'all should. That just disappointed me that y'all didn't put me on that bike shit. Cause you know I get all this shit. I do everything.
You ain't run on the bike this last year. You didn't run on the bike last year.
Well, me and you can get on a bike, and we can get it done.
Nah, I don't ride bikes no more.
Me either.
I don't. I got a plate in my arm that tells me don't get on one no more.
Hey, but look, me either. I don't do that shit either. So,
me and you. It's me. It's a drive by. You gonna drive past my place and pick up some cornbread?
Hey, look, I don't give a fuck about no fucking cornbread. I don't eat cornbread. But anybody else on the phone that's gonna say that they'll race me on a bike or a car?
Hey, Cubby, let me see who this is right here, because they've been on 571 area code, 571-243-2498. Who is that? Hey, 571, you want to speak or you want to go on mute? I guess you want to go on mute. Hey, Cubby, I thought you had somebody, but he must have backed out.
Oh, yeah, here you go. I got a turbo. I'm looking for a guy, Cubby.
Turbo? What the fuck? Get the fuck away, man. Turbo, who you got? You got a turbo what?
A turbo Mustang on 28s.
Man, get the fuck away, man. Fucking, this got to be fucking goddamn Gunner Picks, because he can't disguise his voice.
No. Nah, boy, this cornbread. Stop getting all scared.
Hey, all I want to come with these motherfucking turbo cars is motherfucking Gunner Picks and man, get the fuck away from me. That's why I try to stress to y'all. Look, I just want to be a good race. I want to be a good race, and, you know, it got to be fair. Turbo cars are faster than nitro cars. Everybody knows
that. No, they're not.
Man, you get the fuck away, man, with that shit.
Okay, you know what?
Everybody know this much. Anybody know this shit? These damn class cars running the eighth, turbos dominate. Everything.
But Cubby, see Cubby, but you gotta remember this. These guys going down to 28s, okay? They're coming up on the hill. I mean, man, anything can go. You know, this is a battle royal, man. This ain't class racing.
This ain't motherfucking class racing. I know it ain't class racing, but you got to think about it. Mike Hill races, they don't run on – if you got a turbo car, you got to put on 20 and run in the 29 class.
But see, I understand that.
That's the way it goes.
We ain't down south. We up north, man. We doing something different, man. If you can't run on something different, we just did. And we're going to run on 28, and I want anybody that got any kind of doggone motor to run.
I would. But do you? Do you all?
We're going to do us. And then when you see a nitrous car win, spend $100 to win $3,000, then I guarantee you won't make $3,000 that day.
I will.
No.
Because if I race one race, if I do one race, well, my car is going to be for that.
I tell you what, you could do me heads up with my Thunderbird for $2,000.
Man, you sound dumb, man. Everybody on the phone, this is live action. I got a stock suspension car running a chassis car.
You know what? I'm going to stick you over there with Ricky Tillett and all of them and go running out the drag race.
That's what you want? That's what you want?
No, I don't want nothing. I just want you to return the favor. Run me head. You said I can't go.
Run me. All right. I'm going to tell you what. Run me with cornbread.
I'm
going to
run you with cornbread.
I'm going to
run you with that
head
car.
Well, run me head up and come with it.
Cubby,
don't ask me for shit. You talking about a Thunderbird.
You know what? Don't
I
worry,
said run me with that car. Run me with that car. Run me with that other car. Same way I said, I'll run you for whatever. We can lock in tonight.
Wait a minute. I don't sit the same way you said. My motor not going to be bigger than yours. See how you stupid now?
I don't give a fuck about that. Well, then don't have a taxi car. So what the fuck do you want me to run a taxi car for? You got a big block and a taxi car.
Okay, but what about this? What are you talking about, Thunderbird? You said run you the same way I sit. Okay, if I come with a turbo and cornbread, you going to run me?
You fucking right. If you driving, I'm going to run your motherfucking ass regardless on who the fuck, what kind of car you got. You sit your black ass in the seat, I'm going to fuck you up. Now, how about this?
Where you
I don't give a fuck if you on a motherfucking jet. I will run your motherfucking ass. If you lock that motherfucking money in, and I'm going to fuck you up. And you're different from everybody else. I'm going to fuck you up again.
Oh, okay.
You got that only exception.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm fucking you up. If you even come out your mouth and say you want to run me, you're getting fucked up.
I'm going to run you with cornbread. That's a fact.
Well, cornbread, man, look, you going to eat your cornbread?
Yeah, I want my cornbread. You want yours?
Then you better eat that motherfucker now.
Okay. All right.
You getting fucked up. I guarantee you. I don't give a fuck. We got my car and that small block coming up. So you want. What?
I got
huh?
you. I say what? I got you.
Hey?
Ain't no such
hello?
Is this thing
you bring up? You bring up?
Yeah, okay.
How
I
about I run you? How about I fuck you up with my car first, then we run you with a small block?
It don't matter. However you want to give it to me.
Hey, Bruce. Let me tell you what went on there. Let me tell you before you see it. I put Carlton's name to the post, and now you got Craig Jordan saying I'm out. If
that's good. Let him be out. He done, this is Craig Jordan's third time in out. We ain't got time. I told him Young Guns don't cry. They the future. They can't be crying, and we expect them to take the torch. Now, Craig can just be out. That's fine.
Here we go again, too. Wop or flop, no trip. If it's odd numbers, I'm out. Man, see that?
Look, he's out. We'll just scratch him out. I watched Thornton is a true racer, a true young gun. I watched him when I used to go to RJ's meet. He ran those junior dragsters. He was winning, going nationals. And I've always been watching them now, and I'm trying to get up with them, I'd rather replace Thornton with CJ if CJ wants to step down. There's no problem, man. We just trying to get guys to race them. For them to stop crying about I'm out because this guy coming in, then so be it.
What are you doing? Hey, look, somebody want me to open their mic. Here we go. Y'all going to see who it is.
We already know.
All right.
Hey,
mic is
open. First off, don't even play like that. I ain't getting out because y'all want to put somebody else in. I'm getting
that
out for the simple fact. Nah. No, you said that something about the other boys that y'all want to get him in. That ain't even the case. Don't even play me like that. I said I was going to get out because I feel like, if they younger than me, let them get a shot.
Wait a minute, CJ. What? First you cried about being there, and we put you in.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I feel like it's fair to let them in. So I said, I only stay in if it's a 16-car field. He didn't tell you all that. I said, if it's
a
16-car field, I'll stay. But if not, I let the younger folks get in. What's the problem with that?
Okay, ain't no problem with that. But y'all making up y'all rules. Me and Carlos decided to do this last night, and we put it on last night.
Okay, ain't nobody making up no rule. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. It's our race. We do make the rules.
We ain't making up no rules.
Yes, y'all. The minute we put it on there, y'all start changing. This is the time.
It's y'all race. It's y'all race. Y'all do what y'all want to do. I said if it's a 16-car field. I ain't got nothing to do
it's
with it if y'all did it. Well, guess what? I'm just out of it then. That's all you have to say.
Okay.
What y'all making a big deal for?
Oh, we're not. We're done with it. JB, on something else. On to something else, JB.
All right. Thank you.
I think they scared of Thornton. That's all it is.
All right, well, hey, we got two new mics. We got two new mics opening up at the last second. We got 301-659-9258. Who is that?
Oh, yeah, this is G, man. I want to get in on that young gun. That young
who
gun shootout. G-Man Dyson.
Oh, okay.
Hey, G. Hey, G, we working on it.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said we working on it, G. I ain't realize you was on. You on the 25? Or 25?
Yes. I'm 25 now. I got a birthday coming up in 4 days, matter of fact.
All right, you just made it there. We might reclassify you.
Yeah, man, classify me, and I want some.
All right,
we got another microphone over right behind that 484-832-2153. Who are we on with? 484-832-2153. Your mic is open. I guess they want to go on mute.
Yeah, so it looks like we're going to have to recast the young gun, so we're getting a lot of participation now, so we might have to bump it up some, but we just got to see how we're going to fit it in. But, hey.
Hey, Lou, I know you had asked about, how old is your son, Lou? Lou Collins. Everybody went on mute.
Yeah, I think the horse has done left out the stable.
Ain't nobody left that stable, Styles. We're still keeping an eye on you.
Hey, Gene, how old is Lou's son?
I think he's 18 or 19, isn't he?
Okay.
No, it's your son.
My son can't drive no car.
Kenny, can you? This Kenny Beecham?
No, that's Gene.
Oh, Gene's son can drive.
Whose son?
Oh, Lou's son.
Yeah, the boy that
has Lou's son. Hey, Horseman, y'all ain't got no little puppies out there?
Hey, somebody, let me see, 484, you about to be on mute?
I can't hear a word.
Right. There we go. We had to mute one. He 484 was on his speakerphone. So.
Styles, I'll check around and see if I got any other young fellas might want to get in that race.
All right. We're going to see what type of field we're going to make because we're getting a lot of participation on it. And I think we all like to see them guys go at it, you know.
Yeah, we would. I think it'd be a good race, too.
Yeah, and so we'll try to bump it up.
Well, the thing is, I heard some of the younger guys say, everybody keep calling, get in where you fit in. Where do they fit in?
Say that again.
I said, I've heard some of the younger guys that do run cars keep hollering, they ain't got nowhere they fit in at. There's no beginner's spot, you know, oh, they can't be in a potential room.
Right. Yeah, so that'll be good for them, you know.
I think that's a great idea. I think it's a good thing y'all doing that.
Yeah.
Hey, Gene, I just thought of another one. What's that boy's name that run at Richmond that got that red set? He's a Holmes, I think.
Oh, you're talking about, it's not Rodney Holmes, it's, shoot.
Is it Ray?
I know exactly. Yeah, Ray Holmes.
Yeah, he got a red split one.
Well, JB, I don't have no dates or nothing yet. We're going to set it all up, and we're going to put flyers out. The horsemen are going to try to have a couple races this year, too. We're trying to correspond to where we're not stepping on nobody's feet and stuff. So we're still working on the dates, but we all plan on having a few races of our own.
Hey, JB, let me put a shout out. Y'all know we got this banquet coming up on the 15th of March. So
all right.
Kenny and the Horseman, I want to let y'all know that Joseph Banks got, if you buy one suit, you get three free.
We need a mascot for Horseman next year. We need a mascot for Horseman next year. We want to know if you want to be the jackass.
I don't have a problem with it. I'd be the only talking jackass. Yeah, but the tickets will be going on sale next week. And we only got a limited amount of seats. So check that fly out. We're going to get back with her.
Yeah, Pete's got the list for us if you got with him.
Okay. All
right. We've got the list of everybody that's coming. I think everybody's going to attend. And everybody's bringing one person with us.
Okay. This one's going to be off the chain. We got live band, DJ. The food is free. The liquor is free.
Did I hear that Raiders will be at a church?
No, we ain't. That's not us. Look at the fly, man. No, that's not us. That's bad news banquet.
Okay, I missed the
whatever. Yeah, that's Dean's thing. Ours is March. You know how we do ours last because we out top everybody. You always say the last, the best for last.
That's what they say. Then you show up.
When I show up?
And I said, that's what they say, and then you show up.
That's right. And then I show up, that's the light. That's right. Yeah.
I'm going to be in that suit now, and I'm going to have my damn purple rabbit feather into it. I want my $200.
Oh, hey, that pops like it might be going up, Jay.
I like that. Because
hey.
I got to go rent that shit. I ain't got it.
But, hey, it don't matter. I told you, if you come in there with that on, I'll buy your ticket.
You got that covered. I'm going to hold you to it.
Hey, you ain't said nothing. You got to have a hat on, too.
You got it. I'm going to have the hat, I'm going to have the gold-tipped cane, and I'm going to have a hole on both shoulders.
Okay. All right. We ain't talking about the ones that you dig in the farm in your garden with either.
Hey, Styles, I just hit you up with some people. Hey, man, some people listening to the show. Two people just tagged that post for your Young Guns shootout, so I tagged them to it, so you'll see them when you get it up later.
Oh, okay, then. And stop calling me Bruce and then Styles, man. Call me Cornbread or Wicked Bird, man.
I just called him the Orphan Jackass.
Yeah, you called me that too. I take that name too. That don't bother me. Well, what was the donkey name on Shrek?
I don't know. I wish the hell I knew what it was.
I think it was Donkey.
It was Donkey.
Just call me Donkey. It don't bother me.
I think Blog Talk just told me I got 10 seconds, so I guess I'll be seeing y'all boys next week.
We'll see you next week, JB.
All right, JB. Good show, man. Nice talking to everybody.
All right, bye, Donnie.
All right,
buddy. Okay. All right, Shrek.